I'm happy to tell you that we have Jess Klein and a good time today. The good time in this case is Keith Reed, who is playing upright bass, and Jesse Hoffman, who is going to be playing fiddle. And you'll hear all three open up their first number, and then we'll chat a bit right after that. Here is Jess Klein and the good time.
Taking me. This is an uphill battle, but I'm floating downstream. So come on, make a man of me. Well, this is useless to distance yourself like this. Keep calling, keep calling. Keep watching, keep watching. In his chest, but you can't undo a fall like this. This is more than the bear that we lie in. Never want to go drinking and driving, but this one's got me. This one's got me. Well, this is useless. The distance you like this. Keep calling, keep calling. Keep watching, keep watching. Somewhere in between. Sunset and the sea. It all can come back to me. It all can come back to me. On the lookout, are you ready now? Be on the lookout, are you ready now? Somewhere in between the sunset and the sea.
Jess Klein and the good time, and I hope you know you've got some aspiring fiddle players watching out the window there, which is...
Well, I was inspired by them. We all were listening to what they had to say.
Yeah.
You always put me on after the kids, Larry, and I'm telling you, I don't know why you do that. They're amazing.
We used to have animals, too, but...
I have yet to see that, so...
It's been a while, but we used to occasionally... seriously, the aviary and the zoo used to come by every now and then. Jess, that was a great song. What's it called?
A Sunset and Sea.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I know you've got a single that is either due or just released. Am I right about that?
A little bit of both. So I did just release the song Trek for World Bipolar Day as a single for as the Jess Cline. But we have an album coming out very soon. And so next Friday, the 14th, Torch, the song Torch, is coming out on all streaming platforms. So we'll be playing that today. But we're very excited for the album.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to have you back. Let's meet who you're playing with today. And we'll start with fiddler Jesse Hoffman. You mentioned I recognized you, and I was trying to think, when were you here last? Do you remember?
I do. It was great memory, Larry. It was probably 9 years ago. I was here with Jeremy Kaywood back when he was playing with The Way of Life.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Wow.
So I was part of The Way of Life, and now I'm part of The Good Time. So I don't know what that means.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, The Way of Life, The Good Times. Those are both reasonable things to be.
Oh, for sure.
I think. I can think of
lofty
much.
Lofty titles.
Now you've got me. You've got me thinking of I'm flipping my mind through different bands you could be part of. Those are two great appendages.
Yes.
And are you playing with other folks now in addition to Jess?
Not at the moment. I'm hoping to pick up my other band, which I love, Arlo Aldo. Sadly, Jess is moving in a few months, which means that I'll have some more time. So I'll be picking back up with David Manchester and Arlo Aldo. Which is, I'm trying to put a positive spin on on Jess leaving, but. Yeah.
I thought you were leaving, Jess, and I didn't want to bring that up unless you did first. When are you heading away?
Late June, early July, going to Chicago. And so that's why we're releasing this album and having a giant bash at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's on April 22nd.
It's a great town for musicians. I mean, Pittsburgh, I think, has been good to you, too, but there's a lot in Chicago
to enjoy. Music has been exceptional to me, yes, no doubt about it.
Yeah, you'll find a lot there, too. Playing the upright bass, and credit for lugging that in today, Keith Reed. Did it fit in one of our booths? I noticed you were...
It did not. I even tried with a good running start and it just wouldn't fit.
I was sort of thinking, God, I hope... I mean, I was hoping it would fit, but then I was thinking, I hope it... I could see you getting in there and then not being able to get out.
The bass could have fit or I could have fit. It's just not both at the same time.
See, you are the reason when we expanded our studios, we almost went to a different location here on the north side, but the headroom would have been about the height of your bass. You've got a full bass here today. And we said, this won't work. We'd never be able to have a bass. So... I'm glad you can fit here. Tell me a little bit about yourself, where you're from.
From Southeast Ohio. I've been here in Pittsburgh about 15 years now.
Whereabouts in Ohio?
Middle of nowhere, just a little ways east or west of Wheeling, West Virginia. Right into the state a little ways.
So that's, East Liverpool area, maybe?
Barnesville.
Barnesville. I know Barnesville.
You know Barnesville. Wow.
Yeah.
People don't.
I know Barnesville. And are you originally from this area yourself, Jesse?
I'm not. I'm originally from the Milwaukee area, Wisconsin.
I think it's always fun to know where everybody is. And Jess, I can't remember.
Michigan.
Michigan.
So we're all from the Midwest here.
Yeah, we've got three different states represented, four if you count Chicago. What would you like to play next?
We're going to play a song called Don't Forget the Disco Light with not a very disco beat. But
that's a great title.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I can live without this knife in my throat, but it ain't the blood that gets me the most. It's the weight of the blade that cuts through me like, oh. And I can say that we didn't know, like when I needed reasons just to say hello. And I dream of the day when we had more than hope. My hand built a house for two. So sure that I loved you more, my head and my heart were just at war. You can come and make this right, just don't forget the disco light. Disco night. You can come and make this right. Just don't forget the disco light.
Jess Klein and the Good Time. How old is that song?
A few months.
The imagery in it is pretty incredible. Incredible. What can you, any backstory to it at all?
Yeah, I guess, so my partner and I, Tori, you met her. She was here last
yes.
time, sat in the room here.
Yep.
We're moving together to Chicago. We've been doing this long distance thing for almost 10 years. And she's moving from Denver. I'm coming from here. And, obviously with any relationship, there's a lot of stuff, right, that comes up. But, this is just a time for a lot of hope and but while also not letting go of everything that's happened, you can't, you take it with you,
mm-hmm.
but you've dealt with it. Right. And you've worked through it and it's still a part of who you are as, in a couple, in a relationship, but you can you can keep moving, you can keep going, with that. And so It's about that and, about building the home, essentially.
Thanks for sharing that. That's really a great outlook, and it's true. I think a lot of people look at lives and actions as irreversible or indelible, and they are, but they're also overcomable, and perspectives on them change over time, and you can kind of make of them what you will, so to speak.
Thank you, Larry. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I hope I said that the right
way.
Yeah,
you did. That was very eloquent.
I talk with a lot of students who think that decisions they make at 17 or 16 will live with them forever. And
let us tell you.
They do to some extent, but at the same time, they're reversible, changeable, navigable.
Evolve. Yeah, you just evolve. I think the word change, like, it's like as you go on in a relationship with anyone, truly, it's you know, we say, like, well, people can't change or whatnot. And it's if you think about people changing, you're never going to get anywhere. Like, to me, you have to think about, like, the evolution of people and not changing completely who you are at your baseline, but evolving over time because you've learned a lot of stuff. You know what I mean? And so I think that's kind of what that is about.
Absolutely. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start this Saturday. Light Brigade, thanks for doing that. Jess Klein is the voice you just heard. Jess Klein and The Good Time, the band. And we're thrilled to have Jess here for, not our last performance on SLB. I'm sure you'll be back visiting,
hope,
from
with
time
animals.
To time.
Animals,
yeah, you can come with animals. I forget W.C. Fields, maybe, who said never follow animals or children.
Never work with
animals or children. Just was talking about the articulate, tremendous third grade writers that were on at our last hour, and they were pretty amazing.
Incredible.
I never understood that about that flash fiction referred to short fiction as opposed to hurriedly written fiction. I'm glad you're looking at me like that too, because
we didn't know.
I always thought it was fiction like ready, set, go, and you have like an hour to write it. But from what I learned a few weeks ago, it's meant to be, you know, if you read a literary magazine and it appears just on one page, that's considered flash fiction because it's constrained. The things you learn from third graders.
A lot.
To boot.
Truly, a lot.
There's more music to come. Afterwards, this next song, we'll talk again about the new release and also about the great show that you can see at Mr. Small's coming up, in case you want to make a note of it. Great. What would you like to play next?
So the new album's coming out. We're going to talk about it, a little Flame, but it's separated. It's a concept album and separated into seven different parts. And this is part two, Torch is what it's called. And this single comes out on April 14th. That'll do. My bed is sleepless. I'll take a torch to it. I'll take a torch to the sheep. This year, I'm not asking for a castle. Tonight, it comes down tonight. to black and white when all you need is red.
Torch, Jess Klein, and The Good Time, that song was really arranged very nicely. That had to take a little bit of work, I would think.
Oh, man, how long you got, Larry? So this album means a whole lot to me. I actually wrote this 5 years ago, 5 or 6 years ago. And at that time, I was laid up after foot surgery. And Tori, my partner at the time, we broke up. And it was devastating, and it was so hard, and I sat there with my dog on my couch just writing this, like, seven-piece scream into the void kind of thing.
Oh, so the whole album dates back then.
Yes.
So finally, I thought you just meant the song.
No.
So finally,
no, the whole album.
And seven parts, is yeah. each a song or are
yes.
some? Okay.
Each a song, all in the same key, same flow, you know, but it just, you listen to it. You gotta listen to the first song to the end, and then you can skip around like kids do these days. You gotta listen. You gotta listen to the whole album. You'll get it. But once you listen, like, it's just become. It just has a different meaning now. You know, like, we've repaired so many things, and we're different people. And I have this band now who's playing these that bring them to life, and it just has a different hopeful meaning.
Well, that's really interesting to have created an album under very different conditions
yes.
that you currently have, and it's endured 5 years later, the same songs. I'm assuming the lyrics are pretty much
never changed.
The same. That's really something. Are these two on the album along
yes.
with you?
So the full band, Jess Klein and the Good Time, is these two awesome folks. Keith is actually on the electric bass, and then we have a keyboard player, Eddie, and a drummer, Steve. So the whole
Excellent.
Thing. Yeah.
And today here with us we have Jesse Hoffman on fiddle and Keith Reed on upright bass. Now you get even more kudos for bringing an upright with you today, since it's electric on the album.
My band members are quite talented. All
of
them.
They are.
Oh, yes.
Yes. You did. That song, actually, it was really great to hear all three of you playing together on that and some of the instrumental work. Now, you can see the whole band coming up at Mr. Small's. And what is the date and time on that again?
Saturday, April 22nd. We start at 7 p.m. because, you know, I like to go to bed at a reasonable hour. So, yeah. Liz Berlin and her folks are going to be playing as well. And then Lindsay Dragan and her band are also going to be playing. We're going to have Ty up there and a lot of other local musicians from the community singing with us, playing with us. It's just going to be a lot of, well, it's going to be a good time is where I was going with that. Actually.
Well, it sounds great. That's April 22nd at Mr. Small's, and I think it'll be your last chance to see Jess for a while.
You don't know. We might have some tricks up our sleeve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know about the other Jess Klein? Have you been introduced to that yet?
I have some, yeah, I have a little bit of history with that Jess.
Do you?
Getting tagged in her on her things for years. We finally started communicating with each other, and I felt bad, you know, like I don't want her tagged on my stuff, you know, and I would not imagine that she'd want me on her stuff. When she'd come to town, people would think I was playing, but it was really her. Yeah.
Well, yeah. We had two Sam Stuckey's in Pittsburgh. That was even stranger. Oh,
interesting.
And I saw both musicians, and I saw the other Sam Stuckey one day, and I couldn't figure out why his height had changed. You know, you're used to seeing people, they may gain a little weight, their hair might be different, but his height was completely different. And it took me a while to finally realize they were two different people. And the other, Jess Klein, is coming to Pittsburgh in a month or so at Song Space at First Unitarian. And it took me a while to kind of get my scorecard out and figure out who's who.
Yeah, I've decided that, you know, when I move, and then with the song Trek that came out a couple weeks ago, I'm going by the Jess Klein, just because that was just my Insta handle for years, but also, like, I don't want to irritate anybody, you know, and I don't want anybody to be irritated thinking they're showing up
hopefully,
for something, and, you know.
Hopefully that's not happening, but it is, there are, it's not as unusual as it may seem. There are artists that have identical first and last names.
Yeah.
You could just be Jess, you know, like Cher.
Ooh,
or Chardet.
I can't live up to that. I don't know. I mean, Cher is Cher. And just Jess. That sounds all right, right?
Jess?
Yeah, but
Jess.
But it's Jess Klein, you know? Like, that's...
Yeah.
That carries some weight, maybe. when I say it, I feel good about it. But the Jess Klein sounds pretty funny. Someone said the other Jess Klein, and I said, no, I'm not the other Jess Klein.
Well, she could be... You never would know which one is the other either.
That's true.
But... Jess Klein, I was going to say Jess Klein Pittsburgh, but you're moving to Chicago, so I think it's clear your sounds are different enough that people can tell who's who.
Someone said the other day, like a band practice was Jess Klein from Jess Klein in the Good Time.
Yeah,
just sort of build myself as that.
I like it.
But, yeah.
That's the Department of Redundancy Department,
yes.
Right? Jess Klein and the Good Time are here at the Saturday Light Brigade. The Good Time today are Keith Reed on upright bass and Jesse Hoffman on fiddle. And we should have time for a couple more. What would you like to do next?
We're going to do another one from Little Flame. This is part 4, Match. And if you come to the show, we have matchboxes that say Little Flame on them. So... how can you miss out on that?
Before you do it, so we had Torch.
Torch.
Match. And are all of the sections fire related?
Yes. So it's, help me out here. Lungs, torch, catch, match, spark, weight, light. And each one of the songs has that word in that song. I named them. That's pretty recent. Like, the naming of the songs was in the last 5 years. They were just parts at one time. I'm like, well, I can't just have them named part one. Like, you can't just see that, like, scrolling across something. Part one and nothing else. So, but it worked out.
Yeah, that's terrific. Well, this song is called Match, and it's from the 7-part work called Torch, Jess Klein. Oh, I'm sorry, Little Flame.
Yeah, but you got the other song right now.
What's the first one on it?
Lungs.
Lungs, okay.
You'll get it, Larry.
I'm going to get it. I'm trainable. I just like the imaginary animals
just
we've
like
been
animals.
Talking
yes,
about.
Yes, exactly.
Here again, Jess Klein in the Good Time.
Lost down, I was low, and she was still in love. But the nighttime was no match for us. You changed my day, you changed my world. With your brown eyes, my blue skies, we only have come. What a
'Cause we need a restart. We need a kickstart. Hold tight to your words, so speak them love and pretend that the nighttime was no match for us. You changed my day, you changed my world with your brown eyes, my blue skies. We own the outcome. What about love? Ain't that enough? And what about us? Slow down, my love. Stay away from the noise. Slow down, my love. 'Cause we need a restart. We need a kickstart.
Great songs, that's Jessica Klein and The Good Time, and that song showcases your voice nicely, but they all have throughout it. Just, it's been fun to watch your voice develop over the years, too. You, not that you weren't great when you started out, but you continue to sing out and develop a really singular style. And it's been fun to see. Do you know, will you be living in Chicago proper? Or
we will be living somewhere in the city, that large city, but we do have, like, neighborhoods picked out, and we're still looking. But it's, you know, we have four to look at today virtually, all through FaceTime. We're in three different time zones, so it's been stressful
true.
And a lot, but we're real pumped about today. I think we've got a real good group of places to see today, but
just takes one.
That's only one
you
that's
need
right.
to find, unless you probably don't want to live in eight different places at once at this point.
No, we both live in homes, you know, so like we really just want to find one
that's
and not have to move around.
The yeah. right thing. So April 30th, Mr. Smalls,
April 22nd.
How'd I get that? April 22nd.
A lot of info. I don't know. One
week,
about animals.
2 weeks from today, April 22nd.
Yes, April 22nd.
Is the day at Mr. Small's. It's an early, relatively early start, right?
Yeah, we start at 7.
So that should be great. You can have the new release there and hear these three along with the additional band members. And thanks to Keith Reed for being here. There's time for one more. I just want to be sure I acknowledge you guys. Keith Reed on bass, Jesse Hoffman on fiddle, and Jess Klein, congrats on the new release coming out. I'm going to get its name right. It's Little. No, hang on. Little, it's not Little Match. I should know this. Little Match isn't bad. What a little.
Same with my next band in Chicago.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Why am I blanking on it?
The Little Matches.
What's the release?
Little Flame.
Little Flame. I'll get there. I didn't write it down or anything. I'm just trying to go by memory.
I love it.
But it gives us a chance to mention it on the air, which is the good thing. Little flame.
Yes.
Got it. I like that. Like a flame. Like,
yeah.
Actually, there's very literate. I like it.
It came from my therapist at the time, you know, when I was going through all this stuff. And, you know, she was like, Stacy and Shadyside was like, you know, this relationship just seems like a little flame. Like, it just seems like it can burn bright eventually. You just need some time to, like, stoke it and let it sit. And it just, yeah, all these, you know, literary things. And it just made a lot of sense. So I blame my therapist for that.
Could be. I'm singing My Old Flame in the back of my head right now. Do you know that song?
I can't say I do.
My old flame, I can't remember her name. I'll share it with you some other time. Jess Klein and the Good Time, what do you want to finish up with?
So we're going to finish with a song called Light. This is the last one on the album. Yeah, you'll see why this album's called Little Flame with this little guy. So. I wanna be myself. I wanna be in love. Came in like a lion, not like a light. Let me down, let me die. Without a warning, you really lost your way. And when did compromise become sacrifice? Let me down, let me die. Let me down and let me die. Have you ever wrapped your arms around an empty space? Who can contain this little flame? Have you ever wrapped your arms around an empty space? Who can contain this little flame? Have you ever wrapped your arms around an empty space? Who can contain this little flame? Have you ever wrapped your arms around an empty space? Who can contain this little flame? Who can contain?
The Jess Klein and the Good Time. Thank you for being with us today.